Beloved, you are welcome to another transformative message from Reverend Sidney Alamensa. Reverend Sidney is the head pastor of God's Our Light Church, City of His Presence. He is a man of God who operates in the healing, prophetic, and teaching ministry. Today, the man of God takes us through a sermon titled, The Little Fox of Envy. Stay tuned and be blessed.
We want to quickly go into the Word of God. And I want to continue my series on the little foxes in the vineyard. Amen. And we want to deal with a particular fox tonight. Amen. And I want to take our anchor scripture from Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. I read from the King James Version. Okay. You can read for me, man of God. Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Song of Solomon chapter 2 verse 15. Okay, let me read. It says that take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. Hallelujah. And I want us to take another scripture from James chapter 3 verse 14 to 16. James, the book of James chapter 3 verse 14 to 16. I read. Is it there? Are you open, man of God? Okay, you can read chapter 3 verse 14 to 16.
James chapter 3 verse 14 to 16. I read, but if ye have bitter envy, if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Verse 15, this wisdom descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Verse 16, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work.
Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. Amen.
Amen.
Someone say envy.
Envy.
Say envy.
Envy.
Envy is very destructive. Amen. And that is the fox that we want to deal with tonight. Envy. Hallelujah. And if you look at the scripture we read, in James chapter 3 verse 14 to 16, of course, Song of Solomon has given us an establishment that there is a little fox that destroys the vineyard. And one of the foxes, we've dealt with a lot of foxes, one of the foxes is the fox of what? Envy. That envy can enter your vineyard and then destroy whatever you have. But we want to go deeper about how envy operates and how can one even tell, or how can one know that I am being envious? How can I know that I'm being envious? If you look at the scripture, it says that for where envying, it says that but if ye have bitter envy and strife is your heart. It says for where envying and strife is, there is confusion and evil work. Some other version says that and strife in your heart. Hallelujah. That word strife here talks about being angry and bitter, and sometimes being angry and bitter over fundamental issues. Hallelujah. So it's very important that as believers we need to know, you know, let even adopt as a prayer topic. I mean, some of you should raise prayer topic that, Lord, let's pray that any spirit of envy or any little fox of envy in the house of God, we bind it in Jesus. Not loose it, we bind it. Because we loose it, we are in trouble. But we bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a very powerful prayer topic. I'm saying that some of these foxes that I've dealt with, they are prayer topics that we have to pray about. Am I communicating? There are people that quoted concerning envy. And I want to quote about three of them. There was a man called Erwin Loser. He said, envy is rebellion. Somebody say envy. He says, envy is rebellion against God, leadings in the lives of His children. It's saying that God has no right to bless someone else more than you, unquote. And J.I. Parker said that envy is one of the most cancerous vices there is. It is terrible, potent, for it feeds and is fed by pride, the taproot of our fallen nature. unquote. So these were some people that quoted or gave their opinion about what envy can do. Hallelujah. But we want to look at what the Bible says about envy, or what are Bible references in terms of enviness. Hallelujah. And the Bible gives us some few passages. You can write it down. It can help you. Some few passages concerning enviness. Job chapter 5 verse 2. Job chapter 5 verse 2. Job chapter 5 verse 2. It says that, "For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one." Job chapter 5 verse 2. And let's look at Psalm chapter 37 verse 1. It's a believer service, so we try as much as possible break it down so that we can, you know, absorb it, we can understand it fully, and the eyes of our understanding will open as well. Psalm chapter 37 verse 1. It says that, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." Hallelujah. Neither be what? Be envious against the workers of what? Iniquity. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 19. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 19. It says that, also says, "Fret not thyself because of evil men, neither be thou envious at the wicked." Please, I want you to follow me. "Neither be thou what? Envious what? At the wicked." Psalm 73 verse 3. Psalm 73 verse 3. It says that, "For I was envious at the foolish." For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Let's travel to Psalm 73, same 73, verse 17 to 20. I have dealt this in this house before, one of our believers' service. He says that, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God," that is saying, until I went into the temple of God, until I entered the city of his presence, "then I understood their end." Then I understood their end. Verse 18, it says that, "Surely thou did set them in slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction." And it says in 19, it says, "How are they brought into dissolution? As in a moment, they are utterly consumed with terrors." Verse 20, it says, "As a dream when one awaketh, so, O Lord, when thou awaketh, thou shalt despise their image." Hallelujah. And I love when I travel into Proverbs chapter 3 verse 31, I love what it says. It says that, Proverbs chapter 3 verse 31, it says, "Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways." Hallelujah. When I travel further to Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30, Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30, it says that, "A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy the rottenness of the bones." But envy the rottenness of the bones. Hallelujah. When I travel again to Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 4, it says that, "Again I considered all travail and every right work, that for this a man is envied of his neighbor." For this a man is envied of his neighbor. "This is also vanity and vexation of spirit." If we go back to the New Testament in Romans chapter 1 verse 29, Romans chapter 1 verse 29, it says that, "Be filled with all righteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, malicious, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whispers." It says that, being filled with all what? Righteousness. Hallelujah. So we understand that even when we look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 26, if we look at Galatians chapter 5 verse 26, it says that, "Let us not be desirous of vainglory." I love this scripture. "Let us not be desirous of vainglory." It says, "Provoking one another, envying one another." Hallelujah. Amen. there is a type of enviness where I encourage you or I speak to you about something for you to continue doing it. But there is a type of envy where at the end of the day, I despise what you are doing, and that's what we want to deal with. Hallelujah. You know, when people have said, I envy your shoes, it's so beautiful. There is no malice in it. Are you understanding me? But there are some enviness that can totally what? Destroy you. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. And there are instances of people in the Bible that have been envious of the other. Amen. If we look at Cain of Abel, it's number one. Hallelujah. We look at Joseph of his brethren, is number two. Am I communicating? We look at Sarah of Hagar, is there. Let's read Genesis 16, 5 to 6. Quickly, please. Hello? Hello? Genesis chapter 16, verse 5 to 6. Please read for me.
Genesis chapter 16, verse 5 to 6.
Yes, sir.
And Sarai said unto Abram, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. Verse 6. But Abram said unto Sarai, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarai dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face.
She fled from her face. Hallelujah. And we see typical enviness here. Let's look at Numbers chapter 11, verse 28 to 30. Let's read, please.
Numbers chapter 11, verse 28 to 30.
Yes, please.
And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, my Lord Moses, forbid them. Verse 29. And Moses said unto him, envious thou for my sake?
Envious thou for what? My sake.
Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So these are typical, you know, characters in the Bible that exhibited what? Enviness. Are you understanding? Are you following? So there are people in the Bible that exhibited what? Enviness. But this little fox of envy is something which is very, very important. Hallelujah. And if we don't look at it well, if we don't tackle it well, it can destroy families, it can destroy churches, it can destroy a lot of things. Hallelujah. We want to go much deeper into it. But what I want to say is that the little fox of envy is very, very destructive. Somebody say it's very destructive.
It's very destructive.
It's destructive to the extent that it can destroy or it can kill the spirit of people. Am I communicating? It can kill the spirit of people. And always remember this. Always remember that the devil does not care what trap he will use to catch men. Just that finally he will do it. Am I communicating? And it might shock you that you might be looking at some kind of strange trap, but it can be envy. It can use envy to bring you down. Am I communicating? And one will say that what is enviness? So let's define it. What is enviness? When we say envy, what is it? Envy is a sin by which we grieve at the good of another. Envy is a sin by which we grieve at the good of another, whether it is hurtful to us or not. Whether it is hurtful to us or not. Hallelujah. And usually, envy causes men to grieve at the good and prosperity of others without any offers of attaining the good and that prosperous nature of those individuals. And sometimes you realize that enviness expresses itself in carnality. It's carnal. Enviness is what? It's carnal. Let's read James chapter 4, verse 5. And usually we must understand that we are naturally bent towards this activity. James chapter 4, verse 5. 4, verse 5. Yeah.
Do you think that the scripture saith in vain? The spirit that dwelleth in us lusted to envy.
Lusted what? To envy. It's carnal. Are you understanding me?
Yes, sir.
It's carnal. So when you are dealing with carnality, you have to tackle enviness as well. Am I communicating? Because just as natural for a carnal man to envy, you know, to envy concerning the good things of men, to envy concerning the prosperity of others, a believer should not find himself in that part, because it will be unhealthy and unhelpful in your relationship with God. Am I communicating? It will actually be unhelpful and unhealthy when it comes to your relationship with God. And I want you to write this down. Envy works relentlessly to level the playing field. And I will explain. Envy works relentlessly to level the playing field. Envy works relentlessly to level the playing field. And I want to explain this. Enviness is self-seeking. Someone say self-seeking. Say self-seeking. Enviness is what? It's self-seeking. Enviness is always looking at, you know, when somebody does this, you know, he forget that this one is point. I believe that this one is saying, I need help from God. But this one is also saying, I'm pointing at you. But I have three of them that is pointing at me here. Are you understanding me? Enviness is always looking at me. Am I communicating? So it's self-seeking. And it wants to emerge as the number one. It always wants to emerge as what? As the number one. But the truth is that it always plays on the right playing field. So you usually have, you know, you will not have an altar envying a president. Hallelujah. It's always onward on the playing field. So you have in the choir, you have a chorister envying another one, another chorister. Am I communicating? You have you will not have a mother who is envying a CEO. You have a mother who is envying another mother. And the mother will look at the children of another mother and say, wow, the children are this, the children are that, the children are that. So enviness is always finding itself in the same what playing field. Am I communicating? You will not have, you have a pastor who is envying another pastor. You will not have a pastor who is envying the president of the United States of America. Are you understanding me? You have a pastor who is envying another pastor and say, ah, this pastor is very anointed. This pastor is this pastor. It always finds itself what? In what? The same what? Playing field. Am I communicating? So it's true. Is it not true that you have pastors envying other pastors? Am I communicating? It's true, right? So you have maybe three saloons and they don't talk. You know, everybody opens is look there, this one looks there, looks down, you know, they don't talk. And sometimes because one is getting more customers, one is his own is slow and all that, so there is what enviness there. Am I communicating? You have footballers and this one is envying this because this one is maybe a bit skillful than this, and that's the initial pathway that it will enter. Before you start even envying people that are not in your playing field, it tackles those in your playing field. So we have ourselves in the same lecture hall, and then we are envying some other lady or some other guy because he's answering all the questions. And sometimes we say that niti, like, you know, we begin to say things that are unnecessary. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. So enviness always works relentlessly to level what the playing field. But there is a danger of envy. Hallelujah. There is a danger to it, because envy can even evert itself and cause those who are godly to be perplexed with those who are wicked. Hallelujah. And this is what it does, is that, you know, it really can gather some sort of steam in your spirit. Sometimes you can become envious that it shows on your face. your countenance can just tell that you are envy. People can look at you and say, and you know, is it not true? Have you not seen that before? It can draw on your face that you are entirely envying about this particular thing. And the Bible mentions that we can pour out our complaints to God. And because of time, let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16. Let's read 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16.
1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 16.
Yes, sir.
Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto.
Have I spoken what?
Hitherto.
Hitherto. So you exert your complaints what? To God. Hallelujah. It's very important. You exert what? Your complaints what? To God. Because there is where the devil wants to take envy and twist it to make God look like, you know, he's the bad person here. Are you on it? Because sometimes you can envy people that you say that, why is that God created me this way? Is it not true? Am I communicating? You can envy people, you begin to blame God. That, why was I not born on Fridays? I was born on Tuesday. Because I'm told that all Tuesday bones are this or that or that. So the enemy will always twist it and make it look like the blame is what is on God. But we consider that the wicked have a better lot in life and have they encounter better circumstances, even as we speak now. Because some of you are saying that, why is it that I come to church? Some people don't come to church. But and we begin to envy them. We begin to say a lot of things about them. But the truth of the matter is that envy is very dangerous. Somebody say it's very dangerous. And another difficulty with envy is that the devil longs to put us in a place where we become very rebellious. The devil will put you at a place where you become what? You see, sometimes you can envy somebody to the extent that now you become very rebellious. No, whatever anybody speaks is not your pie or it's not your piece of cake. You are your own. Because enviness has so much engulfed your spirit. Not your body, but your spirit. Hallelujah. And as I said, there are several dangers when it comes to envy. Someone say envy. And I want you to write it down. Some of the dangers is that, number one, envy opens you up to a critical spirit. I will explain. Envy opens up to a critical spirit. Critical spirit. You know, there are people that they find themselves in a place where they are very negative. Very negative. Even which is beautiful, they are very negative. We call them have critical spirit. Nothing pleases them. They are always, always negative. When you have four friends or four people, then maybe that person is five and they say, you know, this thing. In fact, we can all attest to it that it is beautiful. He or she alone will say, no, this is not beautiful. Lord have mercy. Enviness in this particular case where it opens you up to a critical spirit will lead you to an overwhelming feelings that will always cause you to have a negative mindset. Always have what? A negative mindset. Imagine that we bring a golden or a shoe, a beautiful shoe. Let me not even use golden, a beautiful shoe here. Yeah. And everybody say, this is beautiful, this is beautiful. And you have just one person that say, no, this cannot be beautiful. We can all, majority carries the voice. It's not what everybody say. Majority carries. About nine of us were saying that this is beautiful. And that person says, no, this is not beautiful. So you want to ask yourself now, do you have a very critical spirit? Hallelujah. Anybody that does not see, share. Number two, it will lead to a divided mind. It will lead to what? A divided mind. The truth is that if you are very envious, it will cause you to be distracted. If you are very envious, it will cause you to be what? To be distracted. You see, instead of you focusing, distracted. Are you understanding me? Now you are thinking, let me use the church environment. You are thinking, Oba, sorry, kwa da tadie no beshe. Oba sign asha tadie fufura na se. Obebo repeat ana se. You know. Hallelujah. Then pabwa kwa no beshe. So you now you are also trying to check what kind of shoes are you going to wear? What kind of dress are you going to wear? It will put you in a state of what? Of distraction. So in your school environment, for instance, instead of you focusing on your book, you are thinking about whether he will get A or A minus, or he will get B minus, or whether he will even fail. Are you understand? So envy can what? Can cause you to have what? A divided mind. Number three. You see, let me say this thing. Not only causing you to have a divided mind, but you will enter a place where you will lose the very principles that God has given to you. Am I communicating? Number three, it leads to anger. It leads to anger. Envy, it leads to anger. Bitterness and resentfulness. It leads to anger, bitterness and resentfulness. Can I have a witness that sometimes you've been envious of something and you are bitter? That why is it that it wasn't my family in the US? Hallelujah. Some of you have even gone to Kotoka International Airport. You've seen people going to check in and you are that envious. You are like, can I have a witness? Hallelujah. So it will always lead to what? Bitterness. You see people driving Mercedes Benz, Pajero, you know, and all that, Jaguar, and all those, how do you call it? Bugatti or what? Bugatti. You know, all these cars, you know, having their yacht and all that you see on TV, and you are so envious. And you are angry and bitter. You wish you could put off the TV and go and sleep. Especially when you see your mate or your colleagues that are far off from where you are. You are so envious. And now your next attention is to blame the man who is up there. That why has he put you in that state? So you need to watch out. Hallelujah. Please travel with me. Okay, I'm going to give you solutions to this. And we need to understand that in this case, sometimes when we are angry and we are bitter, as I said the last time when I was preaching, that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth was speaking. You cannot hide it for long. Your emotions will betray you one day. Are you on it? You cannot hide it for long. One day your emotions will betray you. Imagine you are envious of somebody and you've hidden it for a long time. And maybe just the person mistakenly poured water on your feet. And your heart will say, today I will let her know that you've been hiding for a long time. Hallelujah. And now you begin to burst out and begin to say, you know how some people say, "My boy to watch," and that's what happened. So now your emotions, what they betray you. Your emotions, they come out. They will let that person or whatever entity or whatever institution it is to know that you are actually what you are envious. Hallelujah, amen. The fourth danger. It's a sense of insecurity. The fourth danger is a sense of insecurity. You know when you are, Lord have mercy. When you are envious, you are so insecure. You are so insecure. Your insecurity will always make you divided. Your mind will be divided. Are you understanding me? You're always thinking, hey, ochina oyedeng, you know, tomorrow, what is he doing? Next week, what is he doing? Are you understanding me? You know, you are, it gives you so much insecurity. And sometimes out of that insecurity, you fall out from the principles of God. Even where God wants to take you, you do what? You fall out of it. Am I communicating? So it's very important, because other than that, it will put us in a state where we will not do the right thing. We will not do the right thing. We will always be insecure. Do you understand what it means by being insecure? Yeah. It will always put you in a state of what? Insecurity. Because of what? Envy. Somebody say envy. Am I teaching? Someone say envy. The fifth danger of enviness, the fifth danger of enviness is susceptible to depression. You can be envious and be depressed. If you haven't heard that before, I'm telling you today, hallelujah, that there are some people that can be so envious that they will be depressed. Sometimes they will be so envious that they will diagnose them of high blood pressure. Because when you see, you are so envious that you are always thinking. When you see, you are always thinking. Like a man of God who might be envious, always thinking, like, Lord, why are you not lifting the ministry? Why are you not doing, why are they doing this? Why are they doing that? And me, I'm not. You'll be depressed. Somebody say depression. So it's a danger, hallelujah. It's a danger, and you'll be depressed. And depression is often ushered in when sin is deliberately allowed to come into what? Into our lives, hallelujah. Envy is self-centered. Say envy is self-centered. It's always looking at you. It's not looking, it's not, okay, let me put it this way. Enviness is self-centered, but not God-centered. Hallelujah. Enviness is what? Is self-centered, but not what? God-centered. It's not focusing about what God can do for me. It's all thinking about the other person. Hallelujah. Number seven. Number six, right? Is it six? Six. I think that it's very important that we, when we are looking at God-centered, we have to pray. Hallelujah. I'll go deeper into that. We need to pray. Number six. The danger of enviness is that it breaks your fellowship with God. It breaks your what? Your fellowship with God. You know, when you are that envy, you don't even feel like talking to him again. You don't want to talk to God again because you are blaming him for your current situation and where you are. There is so much bitterness and anger in you. You are like Cain. That because Abel was favored, he was like, no, it cannot be possible. So it will always want break your relation. So some of you, you know, your relationship being broken between you and God, or your intimacy or your koinonia being broken between you and God, sometimes not some demon or some witch or some this, you know, enviness, kekyo, enviness. Hallelujah. Can you imagine when you are staying in a compound house like that? And you see one guy is always going, he's dressed nice. Can you imagine even you letting it come out of your mind? Chromo. Is it, it's not enviness as well. Why are you saying, why are you saying that? So it will break what your relationship was with God. Now if you go to God, what are you going to say? God, why have you made them like that and me like that? There is no even desire to go before him. There is no desire to talk to him. There is no heartfelt devotion and expression in that. No, it's not like that. And it's really, really a problem. Number seven. The seventh danger of envy is that it can lead to physical sickness. It can lead to physical sickness. Hallelujah. Because all of the troubled emotions by envy, and I've said it, the bitterness, the resentment, the anger, the jealousy, they are all precursors of diseases. You are a nurse, right? And there are times where when you go and they check your blood pressure, sometimes they will ask you that, is something troubling you? Is it not true? Yeah. So what I'm saying is right, right? Yeah. So why would we worry ourselves to be envy and carry diseases? It's you are diagnosed with about 13 diseases. You will die before Christ comes. Hallelujah. Amen. Apart from we understanding the dangers of envy, we need to understand the actions of envy. Hallelujah. The actions of what? Envy. We've come to understand the dangers of what? Of envy. You won't understand what the actions of envy. But one thing you need to know about the actions of envy is that envy causes us to attempt to hurt others. So now you understand the danger. Now you understand how envy acts. Are you understand? When I say actions, it means that how does it act? Nini yet then? Are you understanding? Nini yet then? Say, what then we did? What then we did then? Maybe somebody doesn't know somebody who is envious. But we want to order no way then. What it does is that it hurts what others. Am I communicating? It hurts what others. And it hurts others in what? In words. In words. And not only in words, but sometimes our character as well. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. Enviness can cause men to criticize the good in others. It can cause men to criticize the good in others. And then, apart from when you start criticizing, okay, now it turns to hatred. You criticize and then you begin to hate that person. And after hating that person, you begin to persecute. So it moves from three levels. Are you understanding me? It moves what? From three levels. Hallelujah. But the truth is that what the envious man does, sometimes he doesn't realize how harmful it is to that person. It can kill the spirit. Can you imagine if I look at Nanaya and say, Nanaya, sincerely, listen, I have come to understand that you are actually good for nothing. You will not succeed in this life. I don't like you. Get out of here. Hallelujah. For the next 48 hours, if he is not matured like some of us, it will kill his spirit. Imagine that he went to hold the camera, to move the camera, and I say, hey, come for tour. Oh, I say that, what are you doing with the camera? Don't you know you are going to spoil it? You are going to break it. And I speak in that manner to him. But the truth of the matter is that I have come to learn that he has some skill when it comes to camera settings. And then I am envious that because of that skill, he will come to demote a magadia in the church. And as a result of that, I want to prevent it. Are you understanding me? Works. And scripture makes us understand that you can be envious that it produces rottenness in your bones. Proverbs chapter 14 verse 30. Let's read. That is the spiritual stench of it. It ends up with a spiritual stench, a bonkeke. Listen, some people can be, oh God, some of us, we can be envious that a bone. You know, it's so bad. Hallelujah. Is it there? Let's read, please. A sound what heart is the life of the flesh. But envy, the rottenness of the rottenness of what? Of the bones. So the spirit of envy opens us to what? Other spiritual defect. We can even be ineffective in our relationship with God. Envy leads to what? Jealousy. Hallelujah. Envy leads to what? Please write it down. Envy leads to jealousy. Envy leads to competitiveness. Envy leads to manipulation. Envy leads to manipulation. People can sometimes be that envious that they begin to manipulate and put people's minds together. They will tell you that Akwawe Martini, you know, they begin to tell stories and all that, and they put people's mind together. You see friends of good friends, they are now fighting because the other one envies their relationship and envies how they are together. Somebody say enviness. Say enviness. So the actions of envy can be traced out in our lives in these following ways. Number one, you can decide to write or not write because I have a couple of them. We may envy the talent and expertise of someone in our same field of work. Can I repeat that again? We may envy, and I'm saying may here, we may envy the talent and expertise of someone in the same field of work. So let me use my dear sister as an example. That kind of work that she do, and she has them people doing with her, and you know, everywhere I see Obi Boti out in Sa County or to me Boti Maniefe. You know, and you hear people speaking about that, and then you are envious of that. So the actions of envy can be traced in some of these manner. Number two, we rarely envy those who are above us, but only those who we feel equal to. Only those we feel what? Equal to. We are tempted to envy others when there are enough things alike that the differences tend to hit us what? In our faces. And we may envy other parents who have children who are better students, more and talented and more sociable than us. So you can have parents envying other parents. Am I communicating? We may envy friends who have a nicer home, drive a more expensive car than us. These are the actions of enviness. We have a temptation to envy those who have better circumstances than we have. We can envy someone who recently received a promotion that we thought we should have gotten it. We can envy that person. Enviness, it causes us to cast doubt on the accomplishment of others. So sometimes when you see how people have been successful in life, you envy them and you say, no, this one is agbala. I don't believe. Even if I see it, I will still not believe it. We envy so much the accomplishment of others. And sometimes in our work, in our workplace, sometimes in the body of Christ, among ministers, among pastors, and all that, enviness. The work and the accomplishment of what? Of others. It causes us to avoid events that honor those that we envy. So sometimes you envy them so much that when the invitation comes, you don't go. You put it under your pillow and you're like, it's not like you didn't get time or you envy them. You envy them. Am I communicating? It causes us to ridicule and reject those who are more disciplined, successful, and gifted than we are. I remember those days sometimes in school, people envy others that they ridicule them. They just ridicule them. Or envy one now I started, we cry with tissue. You know, it's pure envy sometimes. Hallelujah. He or she sees the accomplishment, your success, you are choking. And then now it begins to ridicule you. Ridicule you, say, what has it got to do with my successes? Hallelujah. I then now one found my mirror. What has it got to do? Hallelujah. You envy that person, you begin to attack what? His personality. You begin to what? Attack what? His personality. So it causes us to avoid events that honor those what we envy. And one thing that it also does is that it causes us to engage in what? Gossip. Someone say gossip. Is it not true? Oh, the old pastor. We envy people, now we begin to gossip. Charlie, blah, 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 blah. But you see the root cause is what? Is enviness. And yeah, it's because of that, they begin to gossip. If you want to fake a crave, and you're media man. And yeah, it's now begin to gossip. Or show body, especially how you're cocoa. Or show baby, I'm tuned to one and say, ah, and then a black spot one. Why? Wapo upon him. Hallelujah. Or what has he got to do with that? Hallelujah. Amen. So he causes us to gossip, and then apart from gossip, we backbite. And apart from backbiting, we backbite to the extent that we want to bring the person down. From every high position that the person is, we bring what? The person down. And you know, strangely enough, what it does is also is that it builds a wall between us and the others. And we choose to distance ourselves from them. Debbie, I don't want him as a friend. I don't want him as a friend. You will check deep down. Is that creeping monster, that little fox called enviness, mean penna down for? I didn't want penna down for. There is absolutely no reason why I'm in penna down for. Baba Hene Bia, the boy for cano ahead there. Or Jim Mike no Kasa. Hello, sir. How are you doing? Please, can I help you? Because of Sabo Fukekena or Jim Mike or Kanitu, Eyo Yama, Etiwako, Unya Jim Mike no starts or Kasa, here, right? Eden Aunya disease. Hallelujah. Unya Raso Demzi, eh, and Edia Samaba. Lord have mercy. Hallelujah. And because of that, we begin to what? Distance what? Ourselves from. Oh, me found down for. Because I am here. What am I saying? Am I teaching? I am here. Timmy then. Me found down for. These are the actions of what? Of that little fox called envy. Am I communicating? And finally, I would say that what it also does is that it causes us to destroy the career. We damage prized possessions, relationship, we tarnish reputations. Okay? Obi betunya envy obi anu wako kasem boni efane hon. Wasena brabo. Imagine that somebody envies you to the extent that the U.S. embassy, they send people to come and inquire something about you. And they don't meet anybody but that person. You are dead for life. Forget it. Ha! I'm sure you will curse the day you were born. And they meet that person. They will brutalize you. They will butcher you. They will machete you every. They will make sure they bring you down. And after they will smile. And you're born someone ahead. Am I communicating? And you have that little fox. It begins to creep what? In the church. In the end, what is destroyed is our own sense of joy, our contentment and peace. We think we are destroying people, but we are destroying our own peace and our own contentment of joy. You are walking in life and 24/7, you are 99.9% envious about everything. You don't have joy. There is no peace and contentment in your life. Hallelujah. And envy will wipe out any motivation you have to achieve. It will totally wipe it out. So I will want to say that envy will cause you to begin to just go through some emotions. And over time, you begin to see that you are losing hope in life as well. Is it not true? You lose hope because everything you are envious about, and you begin to lose hope in life. And sometimes you even curse what? Yourself. But I would also say that sometimes it can go to a level where now you feel great inferiority. You feel great inferiority. Am I communicating? And as a believer, you don't want to find yourself in that place. And I want you to write it down. Envy ultimately is a denial that God is good. Envy ultimately is a denial that God is good. I've been teaching about thankfulness and being thankful to God. If you are content, you will accept and you will come to the realization that God is good. Can I get an amen here? Hallelujah. So whilst I conclude, I want to give you the remedy for enviness. I know you've been waiting for that for a long time, especially some of you that find yourself in the 99.9 zone of enviness. Hallelujah. And you've been saying that, man of God, please hurry up. I think I need an antidote to this problem that I have. God is interested in us so much, and God is interested in our holiness and anything necessary of us to be happy in life. God is very interested. Look at somebody on your left or right of you and tell the person, God is interested in your happiness. Hallelujah. Amen. And if really we want to be helped out of this situation, number one, get honest. Be honest or get honest. Get honest. Hallelujah. Because it's very helpful when confronted by the word of God. And if we are confronted by the word of God, immediately we get to a place where we become honest about our life. Are you honest? You see, if I read the word of God and I don't see myself, it's a problem. Are you understanding me? And you heard the scripture that we read. It says, when I entered the house of God, then I understood. So another antidote to it is that when you are honest, when what you accept what and you confront yourself what with the word of God. Somebody say the word of God. So we are certainly past all of this, and sometimes we say that, you know what, for me, I don't really care. Whatever happens, it doesn't affect me. It will affect you one way or the other. You come to a place where you understand that you don't have peace in your life and you are not happy, because enviness is killing you. I have been at that place before, you know, where a group of guys and we are preaching, you are whatever you are doing is, say they will begin to use your personality to ridicule you. What for do do? You know, I have been there before and I'm testifying. And sometimes if you are not careful, it can kill your spirit. And sometimes you don't even feel like coming to church again. Am I communicating? Especially you are that person that you are loved more often than others. People begin to envy you. Why is it that he or she is being loved all the time? Am I communicating? So you have enviness among group of people. One of the places in the house of God that people say enviness is there is the choir. Is it true? I don't know. I'm asking you. How many yeses and how many noes I? Hallelujah. Honesty with the issue means that you confess it in prayer and you ask God for forgiveness. Are you understanding? You have to be honest to yourself. Confess and ask for forgiveness. That, Lord, I think I've come to a place where I'm so, enviness is killing me. It's killing me. Pascobi Beji Mike and Mugwefu. Me bompa is on basori da. They be on katakradi. A double basori. I am your machine. Yakuawe. I didn't want natakradi now. Hallelujah. People are so envious when they see you post something on Facebook. No, omotiti kra. You post something nice on Facebook, they are like, hey, they are so envious about it. So you have to get honest. Somebody say, get honest. Hallelujah. And you have to get to a place where you pray and seek for forgiveness through repentance. And God will help you. Amen. I'm saying God will help you. God will help you. Number two, see it as it really is. See it as it really is. Is, and I will explain. See it as it really is. The sin of envy is a direct conflict to the will of God. The sin of envy is a direct conflict to the will of God. And as long as sometimes we hide our true selves, we pretend that we are not who we are. We always pretending. We pretend that we love people. We don't love them. Pretend that we care for them, but we do not. We profess love 100 and 100 and 1,000 times, but we do not. Hallelujah. Indeed, our heart is full of bitterness and envy. We are envious. We need to be very, very careful about that. Because if there is a chance that you might be envious of another person, then ask the Lord to help you. Hallelujah. Ask the Lord to help you to encourage. Number one, to encourage, to compliment and befriend that person. Am I communicating? So see it as it really what is. So you ask the Lord to what? To help you to what? To encourage, compliment, and what? Befriend that person if it's possible. I remember growing up in school, sometime we are in a class and we see somebody, that guy is really shark. The reason why he's not your friend and you don't want to befriend him is because you are envious that he's always getting 100 and you are not. But the truth of the matter is that if you had befriended him, he could have passed on some knowledge or some wisdom to you, or shown you some, am I lying? Is it not true? He might have given you some, shown you strategies of how he learns. And if you are lucky, some apple will be released for you. Proper apple, not fake one. He can tell you, this is how I study. In fact, this subject or these topics I think is coming. But the reason why he's not your friend, because you are envious. Are you on it? So get it what? Get, see it as what really is. Are you understanding? See it as it really what is. You need to compliment that person. Oh, why fair? Oh, shoes here fair. Compliment that person. It will help you. Than always, we cannot tell. Hallelujah. But compliment that person. Today, I like your suit. It's nice. Some people don't like complimenting. Never. And you see, I want to believe that the more you are keeping it, you are opening up to certain things. Compliment other people. Today, your shoes are nice. And be real. Hallelujah. Be real. Not like you. I said compliment. So whether the shoe is not nice, you say the shoe is nice. Someone say, Lord, have mercy. Give proper compliment. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Because you need to understand that this has to be done in sincerity. And I want to repeat again. It has to be done what? In sincerity. And please, I want to caution you here. It doesn't happen just like that. You have to graduate because you've been envious for years. What bonche? You would be envious. So it takes what time? Are you understanding? It takes time for you to gradually get to that place. But how do I get to that place? Through prayer. I need to pray. I can't just befriend you like that when I've been envious. If I'm not careful, I befriend you, I might try to hate you one way or the other. So you have to come with what? Sincerity. Am I communicating? Hallelujah. So it's very important that we understand that. And I believe that God will help us, because the enemy is very, very crafty. And you use other means to make sure that he breaks that relationship we want to build with God, and also even want to befriend the person or even compliment. Sometimes you want to compliment, but the enemy is speaking to you and saying, no, do not do that. Number three, culture a sense of gratitude. And I close with this. Culture a sense of gratitude. If you have ever come to the point of thanking God for what he has done in your life, and I want to believe that you should be able to pray and tell God to help you in whatever situation you find in. But gratitude is based on delighting yourself in the Lord. It's based on what? Delighting what? yourself in the Lord. Let's read Psalm 37 verse 4 quickly, please. I have just about a few minutes more. Is it there? Delight what? Thyself also in the Lord. What does it mean by delight? Happy. If you are delight, are you not happy? Happy, right? So happy what? Thyself also in the Lord. It says, and he shall give the desires what? Of your heart. Not envy, envy. It says what? Be happy. Are you understanding me? So that is the sense of what? Gratitude. Because if I delight myself what? In the Lord, I'm what? I'm grateful. I'm grateful for what God has given me and what God what? Has blessed me with. Are you understanding me? Hallelujah. Some of you, you are blessed. You can solve math. Like they say, math, bah, bah, you solve. Some of you are not like that. Yours is reading. Yours is this. You need to be grateful to God. Am I communicating? Somebody say, I want to be grateful to God. And this is not meant to be understood as part of health, wealth, prosperity message and all those things. I'm talking about real contentment. Being content with what God is doing for you. Amen. And let me give you the last one and then we'll close. Last one. Somebody say, look. Say, look closer. Say, look closer. And that's the last one. Antidote to it. And look closer is what I mean is true prayer. True prayer. You should ask God to really help you to see the person that you are envying. Let me go deeper. Pray and ask God to help you to see into the person you are what envying. You see, it might surprise you that truly you are envying them, but they have other burdens that they are carrying. Are you understanding me? Some people have money. You don't know how they get their money. You don't know what they even go through to get their money. Am I communicating? Ubia woneba within 5 or 6 or 7 years or 10 years, and you are envying. You don't know how the mother got that child. She might have been barren for years and she got that child. Are you understanding? You don't know what the person has gone through. So what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to ask God for help for you to be able to see the person that you are envious of. Am I communicating? And you will soon understand that they bear their own cross. They bear what? Their own cross. Am I communicating? Like you dress nice, you come to church, you know, you are looking beautiful. I don't know the kind of cross. The whole week, I don't know even what you've been through. But maybe you are coming to the house of God, you're always dressing nice. I don't know the cross you are bearing, but I'm envious of you. I mean, somebody just dash you money and all that. And some people are envious you or doing say when you my papa be oh yeah when you score the turn there, but it's not the case. You might see, you pray and God will show you really who that person is, and now you come to understand, oh God, I need to have. And that's how it is. Sometimes you envy people in a class setting or school. You envy those maybe who are very, we call them shabrings and stuff like that. We envy them. And finally, when we pray and God open our eyes to see who they are really is, and when we befriend them, sometimes we understand. You go and check and your chop box. Some of you come with this. For them, you see small gari, alun kabakon. And then some shito and all that. Asan, that is it. And then you've envied the person from level 100 to level 400 because of Gary Olonka. Lord have mercy. So we ask that God will give us the insight into the heart of that person so that we will understand, we will come to know. Hallelujah. And in our effort to look closer, I have a feeling that God will soon bring some insight and revelation in your own heart. In your own heart. And in your own heart, you begin to now have self-discovery. Am I communicating? You begin to have what? Self-discovery. And self-discovery, please note it. Self-discovery is one of the platforms or the bedrock for spiritual maturity. It's one of the bedrock for what? Spiritual maturity. Self what? Discovery. Hallelujah. Have I blessed you tonight? Have I blessed you? Please bow down your head. You want to clap your hands for Jesus. You want to pray? Just pray. Listen, we have all been in it. I'm not speaking because I'm a pastor. There are times where I envy, you envy. Hallelujah. And I want you to be frank with yourself. Sometimes you see things and you're like, and you feel some enviness that is creeping in you. We need to pray that God will help us. Especially some of us, we find ourselves in this ministerial area. I don't know which field you are, which area you are, but you want to look at your life and say that, Father, help me. Father, help me. Father, help me. Self-discovery is the bedrock for spiritual maturity. Father, help me.
Father, help me.
You have heard the word. You've been taught about how this little force creep into our life. Father, help me. That should be your prayer. One prayer topic. Come on, pray.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. That was such a powerful message from the man of God, Reverend Sydney Alamensa. I believe you have been blessed. God bless you for staying tuned to today's sermon. And shalom.